Welcome to a life-transforming experience with the Word of God from Bishop Napoleon Acien. Napoleon Acien is the son of Bishop Dag Heward Mills and the head of the LCI Mission in Cape Town, South Africa. With about 20 years' experience in ministry, Bishop Napoleon Acien has been actively involved with the work of God in Ghana, UK, and now a missionary in South Africa. He stands with his father in the ministry, teaching and emphasizing his word with extraordinary grace and faith. Join us now as he delivers the word of God under the anointing.
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the blessing of life. Thank you for the privilege we have to be where we are and to receive from your hand. Lord, we say to you be the glory and the honor for your mercies, your loving kindness you have shown us day after day. Thank you. Thank you for sending your son to die for us. Lord, this morning we commit ourselves to you. We say, may we hear your voice. Feed us, change us, heal us, restore the hope of our salvation. May we not be the same because we came. Holy Spirit of God, please have your way. We ask for understanding hearts, and we bind the powers of darkness. Everybody lift your hand. Receive understanding. Let understanding heart be granted unto everyone, that you understand with your hearts, that the enemy will not be able to snatch and take the words, the seeds that is about to be sown into your hearts. Father, we thank you for the spirit of understanding. Thank you. We bind the powers of darkness, that the few minutes that we have to be in your presence, we will be changed by your power through your word. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord and please be seated in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for the opportunity we have to be in his presence. Amen. Fantastic. So we've been sharing and talking about others. How many have been here since we started talking about others? Tell the person sitting by you, have you decided on what to do with your life? Will your life be about you or it will be about others? Ask the person. What was the answer? Okay. The Bible admonishes us. Let's go straight into our foundational scripture. Philippians chapter 2. Verse number 4 and 5. Can we read it together? One, go. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So the Bible is showing us, teaching us clearly that every one of us, he said, let every man not look on the things of his own. Do you understand? But every man also should look on the things of what? Others. Hallelujah. So, yeah, there are people that when they read the Bible, they think that God is talking to somebody else. Do you understand? Yeah, it's like, oh, this one is not for me. They are talking to somebody else. But it will be very beneficial. It will be very helpful. If you need to fill the seats, fill it. It's not reserved for anyone. If you need to do well, you have to. You have to know that God is talking to you. Look, when you read the Bible, see yourself. Hello? There are people that always, they are seeing somebody else. Are you understanding that?
Yeah.
When you are like that, you will never receive from God. You need to hear from God as you read the Bible or as the preaching is going on. don't think that this preaching is very good for somebody. The somebody is you. Hallelujah. Amen. So the Bible is telling us that look not everyone, and it did not say some people or pastors or bishops, but it says that look not every man on his own thing. So every man includes me and you. And we are receiving instructions that don't look on things that pertains to you only, but what? Every man also on the things of what? Others. So if you can receive this instruction, you will begin. Hallelujah. So this morning, I'm sharing shortly with you others or self. There's only two people you can serve. It's either you are serving yourself or you are serving others. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, others or self?
Others or self.
And what is the person choosing?
Others.
Okay. So this was the mind that was in Christ Jesus. Remember that it doesn't end there. It continues in the verse number 5 to also admonish you that let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. What was the mind that was in Christ Jesus? The mind that was in Christ Jesus is the mind to cater for others and not self. In fact, that mind is the mind that made him actually came down to a place that he has no business. Is that mind that made him die for people who are still not even choosing him? The amazing thing with what Jesus did is that Bible says that whilst we were yet sinners, do you understand? Whilst we are yet sinners, he loved us. Romans chapter what? 5:8. Whilst we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God commanded his life towards us. That whilst we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. It's just like you have applied for job. Can I explain it to you?
Yes.
You've applied for job. They said they need a referee or referral letter from your former employer. And your former employer says that you are a bad worker.
Yes.
You are not punctual. You are a thief. Yes. You were a scully. You were stealing things. Then the new employer said, this is the one we will choose.
Yay!
That is what it means, that once we were yet sinners, he commanded his love. When they know that you are not good, you are a bad person to have in the company, they said, I will die. This is the one I'm choosing. Meanwhile, better people are there. He did not choose to die for good people. He did not decide to die for perfect people. But he decided that he would die for people who have not even decided. And he died for us without even asking you, will you choose me?
Hey.
That's why many people are out. He's died for them, but they have not chosen him. That's the amazing thing, that he did not even ask for your permission. He loved you enough that when some of us, it is when we came to Christ that we noticed that we were sinners. That when we did not even know that we were lost, somebody thought about us. He thought about others. Are you here?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. He thought about us. That's why I'm saying that this morning you need to decide. Is your life going to be about others or self? So my short exhortation is others or self. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. In Luke chapter 9, verse number 29. Luke chapter 9, verse 29, Jesus was speaking. He said, and he said unto them all. When Jesus was speaking, sometimes he would speak to the apostles, some of them, but this time he spoke unto them all. And what did he say? Jesus said, and he said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross what, daily. Underline these two things. And he speak to them all. Luke 9:23. Luke is after, is in the first chapters of the New Testament. Oh, okay, finally, it's there. Mm-hmm. And he spake to them what? All. So he's not speaking to some people. He said he spoke to them what? All. He said to them all, if any man will what? Come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily. So underline them all. All. It means it includes you. And are we coming after Jesus? Do we want to be in heaven? Are we born again? How many don't want to go to hell? It means we are actually trying to follow Jesus. And this is what he said to us all. Let every man who wants to follow Jesus deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow. Hallelujah. That is what you see Jesus doing. That is what the Bible is telling us in Philippians chapter 2. That let every man not look on things of his own, but every man also on things of others. Then it says that, let this mind be in you, the mind that you will not look on things of your own only, but you also look after the things of others. You will think about people who are not here today, who when Jesus comes this afternoon, they won't have the opportunity to go to heaven. You should think about your auntie, your uncle, your friends, your boss, different people who have been even bad to you. Because you've also been bad to some other people. Don't curse people yet. Don't curse them that God should kill them, they should die and go to. No! If you were cursed, you wouldn't be here today. How many understand what I'm talking about? If we were cursed, Jesus will not come and die for us. He always had a way of even forgiving people who were caught in the very act. In the very act. They gave her time to dress up. But he has a way of, attending to others. When you call him, he said, I will come. Different places he was attending to others. He said, I for this cause I came. I must go to other places. I will go to the other side. Let us go to the other side. Jesus was always thinking about others. And Bible said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but what? Made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God has also highly exalted him and has given him what? A name that is above every other name. That at the mention of the name Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, that Jesus is Lord to the glory of the Father. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you here? Yeah. So this was the mind that was in Christ, that he was equal with God. He did not retain that reputation. He put the reputation aside and took upon him the form of a servant and allowed himself to be made a man and was found in a fashion as a man. He was bringing himself so that he can attend to others. Hallelujah. And the mystery of this world is those who do well. If you think about others, if you work for others, if you love others, you have received the mysterious key of doing well in this life. Those who have done well in this life, the greatest blessing has come to those who loved others. who thought about how they could care for others. Those who have done well, the greatest blessing has come is those who thought of others, who worked for others, who loved others. Hallelujah. Are you here? 1 John chapter 4, verse 10, Bible says, not that we loved him, but that he loved us first. Hallelujah. We love him because he first loved us. You know, many people don't understand this simple principle. Many people want to be loved. They want to receive. They want to do well. But you cannot be loved if you have not shown love. That's why many people are envious of pastors and shepherds. Because when they see a pastor and the members of the church who feel that they have been attended to, they have been loved, they've been cared for, are loving back. Yeah. The scriptures cannot be broken. Bible says we love him because what? He first loved. Love begat love. When you love, you receive love. You will not have anybody to love you when you have not loved. And that's a simple principle. You cannot harvest what you have not sown. Jesus showed love. That is why we are even ready to die. Now, so we keep ourselves because of the love he showed. The love he showed us. That's why we love him so much. That's why we would do everything for him. He is left and gone. 2023 years have gone by. But still, we love him because he first loved us. Hallelujah. When you love others, others will love you. Because he loved others. Look at others are loving him. Don't be there and ask, why do people not like me? Why are people not celebrating my birthday? Whose birthday have you celebrated? Who have you attended to? Who are you helping that you are expecting help? When you sow one grain of wheat or maize or corn, the harvest time, you receive more than one. That's what Jesus did. He loved us. That's why we love him even more. If you love, you receive love. Love begat love. Do unto others what you expect them to do unto you. The people that you see them doing well, the people that you see them blessed, they have more than they could use. They are having what we call more than they can carry. They have blessings that you need, you don't have, but they can spare it. When you look into their lives, you notice that their life is about others. When you go into their life, you notice that their life is not about themselves. They are thinking about how they can help others. And even in the business world, the revolution of industry, when you look at the concept and the sectors of industry, the revolution of industry, the first revolution has to do with agriculture and forestry. Then from there, came to the industrial revolution that brought manufacturing, construction, mining. Then from there, we moved into the technological, the IT and tech. Then you see that people are producing, but they you don't know what they are producing, something. Then from there, we moved into the information area or the service sector. The service sector. Today, in those days, those who did well were those who had big farms. Those who had lands, they were those who did well. Then we moved into construction. They started, KG and other people from the US, those who invented steel, and they were the ones becoming rich because we're into manufacturing. Are you there? And construction. And that sector also moved on. Then we came to technology now. That's when we began to hear about the first industrial revolution in Britain, Japan. Everybody know Japan, toys, technology, do you understand? Now you notice that we have moved on to service. Many people are having more managers doing video that people like. Now where we are is the service, the sector that is booming. If you can be a consultant, you don't produce, you give just advice. Service industry. In our day today, those who are billionaires are those who are serving others. Look at Facebook. He made something that others want to talk on.
yeah.
Twitter, the, something, the, everything they make is not for themselves, for others. Even a Chinese woman has thought about you that you will need her hair, and you are buying her hair. I'm preaching. Yeah. Some of you are having Chinese hair. You have some Indian. You have not thought about somebody using your hair. If you only you thought about others, maybe you'll be doing well. Maybe you'll be doing well. Look at people who are doing manicure, pedicure, spa, others. How can you massage yourself? You go and see people. I'm talking about caring for others is the key of being a blessed. Think of others. Love others. Is that loveless? Oh, wow. Others. Yeah.
You are seeing others.
That is why you are poor, because you don't think about others. You think about only yourself, me, myself, and I. This self-centered three people. You see, your life of thinking about others makes even your life richer. You have a richer life. You have a richer life. We know of Madame Teresa. And who is she? Who is she? Oh, you don't know Madame Teresa? I'm sorry. Huh? She took care of orphans. Yeah, she's the mother of nursing. Nursing. People have wounds. People's smelly bodies. She will care for them. Hey, that's what we know of people. What is Elon Musk doing? Making cars for others to use.
Wow.
PayPal was his first invention for people to pay money electronic. Anything, look at today what people are doing and prospering. Even you should show you the business you should do. It should show if you are even serious, you should know what you should do. If you can be a consultant, giving advice. Who are those they are paying, what do you call it? Service advisors. Go to a bank. There is somebody there who is being paid to just smile to others as they come. And they are paying them. Yeah. They have desks for clients. Mm-hmm. Customer relations. Just to talk to others, smile to others, make others feel comfortable. And they are being paid. And we are in the church. Meanwhile, Jesus is the one who came. Our Lord and Savior is the founder of caring for others. Now we have allowed banks and financial institutions to take others. And we are there. We are not thinking about others. Our neighbors. Your neighbor will even be pissed at you. I'm telling you, if you only had care for the people over there, you will notice that you don't have a problem. You wouldn't need the security if you cared for them. But if you don't care for others, what will be left is self. There are people that when they are doing something and it's not bringing them money, they are not being paid, or they need to find out what am I going to get in what I'm doing. If there's nothing in it, they won't do it. That's why I thank God that in our church, where the instrumentalists are not paid. No, 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 no. If you cannot use your voice, Jesus, did you pay for your salvation? He died. He died. And if all you can do is to sing, look at those who are singing. I'm making them international stars. By thinking about singing for others. How many felt the dancing stars? As they were dancing, I felt like I should join them if they can change me. So nice. But you are certain that you can dance, you can sing, you don't want to join for others to enjoy your talent. Nobody may see you and marry you. Last week we were here, there was a dancing star who is always standing in front here and leading the rest. A pastor was sitting there and said, this lady can be nice. And chose her. You be there and don't be shaking yourself and let others see what you can do. See that they are bypassing you. Sing in the choir. Join the dancing stars. The airport stars. Beautiful. Yeah, people, even as they dress, people see how they will look like on their wedding day. You'll be there. Are you here? If you don't save others, you are left with self-centeredness, selfishness, self-enhancement, and self-promotion. and these things has not led anyone anywhere. At the best of it, it has rather brought problems. You cannot even give an offering or support. Look at the children. You know, today we did not allow the children to come here. They are having their praise and worship, everything over there. We need to make that room like air conditioned room. Wow. The children must be better than us. Yeah, we need to see when they go there, it's air conditioned room with nice sound, different things. Do you understand? Yeah. That's what we want to do. You should rise up and say that, oh, what do they need? They need a PA system. This, do it. There's somebody who will put keyboards and different things there for the children, all of them to learn. Think of others. Think of others. Because self-centeredness has not brought anything. Very, very dangerous. I'll just tell you three, then we'll be out of here. If you concentrate on yourself, it doesn't end well. Can I tell you three?
Yes.
Okay. Number one, the dangers of self-centeredness or self-promotion. Number one, self-promotion caused the fall of Lucifer. Self-promotion is what caused Lucifer, the archangel created by God to be in heaven. When he refused, okay, to see how blessed and kind God has been to him and began to speak about himself, everything changed. Lucifer is the person who introduced I-ism. I-ism. I. That's why even the one who is called I am that I am doesn't speak, I will do this. When he's talking, he said, let us make man. The one whose name is I am that I am. When he's speaking, he doesn't say, I will do this. I will. The one whose name is I am that I am. Who say that, let us make man in our own image. Let us save man. Look, a man. Do you understand? Yeah. But Lucifer, the created one, uses I. Self, he was just thinking about himself. And he wanted to promote himself. He wanted to be bigger than even the one who created him. Can you believe it? Isaiah, turn your Bibles with me to Isaiah chapter 14. We will just read from verse number 12 to 15 and we'll be going. I'm trying. Are you there? Can we read? How art thou fallen from heaven? Oh, Lucifer, son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, with thou weaken the nations, for thou hast said in thine heart. Listen carefully. You have said in your heart that you don't say. Hello? Listen carefully. He never said a word. The things that you don't say, but it's in your heart. You remember earlier when we were praying against imaginations? Yeah. Imaginations are powerful. You don't say it, but it can affect people. You remember the rich man who ground ball fruit plenty and said, what will I do? Also did not say, said he spoke within himself, this I will do. So what you are saying in your heart echoes in heaven. What you are imagining in your heart is more important than what you are wearing and what you are saying. Your heart. Because you are your heart. You are your spirit. So you have said in your because they were there, nobody, but God hears our hearts. God knows your heart, knows your thoughts. Satan doesn't know your thoughts and doesn't. Yeah. That's why when you want to, for instance, you want to know whether this lady is the lady that I want to marry. You don't need to choose them and say, Father, if it is this lady, then next Sunday when she's coming to church, let her wear red shoe, red skirt, everything red with a red handkerchief. When you do that, Satan can let her wear all the red. Because you have spoke it. That if you want God, you can choose it in your mind. Nobody knows, but God knows your thoughts. Hallelujah. Are you here? So Satan did not speak it to the other archangels and the other small angels, but in his heart. He said, what? I will ascend into heaven. I. Tell somebody, I is for God.
We is for us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Hey, can you see self-promotion? I will ascend. I will what? Exalt my throne. You are even fortunate to be given a throne. You are fortunate to be given something to be doing. You have a throne. You have been created, not like one of the angels, but you are an archangel. And the next thing is that you are now into self-promotion, selfishness, and self-centeredness. I will what, exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation. You see, the angels in heaven that God has created, he said, no, I am the one that they should worship. In the size of the north, continue. I will ascend above the height of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. He wants to take the place of God. Can you believe it? Can you believe what is happening? Is it a good thing? Verse number 15. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the size of the pit. He said, self-promotion. You see, many people know that Lucifer fell by pride. But often we don't know how did the pride manifest. The pride manifests by thinking about you alone. You think about yourself alone. You don't think about anyone else. Sometimes children, when they are growing up, everybody is selfish when you are growing up, but you need to learn. Sometimes they will come to you, then they will come and say that there's food in the fridge. Can I have it? He said, can we have it? One day I told somebody that the next time you come and ask me the food, can you have it? You would rather share it for the rest than you will not have it. Do you understand? Yeah. I said, the next time you come and ask me, can I have it? I will let you share it into three. Give it to your siblings and you will not have, because you are not thinking about others. What a shock.
What a shock.
What a shock.
What a shock.
And I thought about even me, a human being. I'm thinking about how much more God. As you are married, as you are having children, think about those who are not yet married. Those who don't have children. Those who don't even know. You see, don't be the only one driving a nice car. It's very dangerous. Don't be the only one who is so successful in the society. Don't be the only one who has nice things to wear. Don't be the only one with money. You'll be even a target. Think about others. That is why the Jews think about others. Even you don't hear them. Everything they are doing, it moves in the Jewish community. You don't even know. If a Jew is doing something, want to buy something, he will buy from another Jew. It's only the black man that will not buy something from a black man. Yeah. Think about others. Think about others. God said that, hey, the self-promotion, the pride. It's pride for you to say that you will sit at the north. You exalt your throne above the stars of God. And you sit at the north of the congregation. And I will ascend into heaven. And I will be above the height. And I will do, hey! Do you remember what James said? He said that, never say tomorrow I will go to this city. I will come. I will do this. He said, when you do that, it's evil. That is what Lucifer said. He said, I will do this. Where is it? Is it James chapter 2? So don't say that tomorrow I will go to this city, I will buy, I will sell, I will make profit. Don't say that in 3 years I will finish my course, then I will start working, then I will marry, then I will drive a car. Then no. He said, you ought to say, if God wills, by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, by the grace of God. Tell another, if God wills, if it is the will of God. Allow God. God is not against you planning. God is not against you doing well. But the power to become is not in you. The power for tomorrow is not in you. The power for next month is not. Do you know whether you'll be around next month? Only God can bring next month. So don't have this saying, I. No. Go to 14 and let's see what the 14 says. He said, why as you know, not what shall before. Okay, 13. Quickly. Okay. Now go to ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year. I'm just going for 3 months and I'll come back. Really? Like seriously? And continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. You even know that you don't make loss, you make profit. Like seriously? You know how to bring the client and the customers. 14, Bible says, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. Say you are planning for next year. People had planned for 4 years. They did not know that COVID is coming. Whereas you don't know what will be on tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeared for a little time and then vanished away. 15 is now going to show you how to speak. For that ye ought to say. What do you have to say? If the Lord will. Tell somebody, if the Lord will.
If the Lord will.
We shall what? Live. First. If the Lord will. You will live first before you even. If the Lord will, you will wake up first.
Wow.
Hello?
Wow.
If the Lord will, you wake up first before you start thinking about any other thing. If the Lord will. What? Yeah. We shall live and do this or that. Hallelujah. Or oh, by the grace of God, we will live and do this or that. Go to the 16. So, but now ye rejoice in your boasting. All side rejoicing is evil. When you say that, I will do this. Do you understand? It's showing that it's evil for you to be self-centered and to be somebody who doesn't consider God in your doings. Hallelujah. Can I show you what happened to Lucifer? I said he'll be brought low to the pits in the hell. Maybe take this in the NLT. Let's read it from Isaiah chapter 14, verse number 12. Isaiah. Okay. How are you falling from heaven? Okay, shining star, one of the morning, you have been thrown down to the earth. You who destroyed the nations of the world. For you said in yourself, I will ascend to heaven and set my throne above God's stars. I will preside on the mountain of the gods, far away in the north. I will climb to the highest heavens and I will be like the Most High. Hey! Instead, you will be brought down to the place of the dead, down to its lowest depths. Continue. Everyone there will stare at you and ask, can this be the one who shook the earth and made the kingdoms of the world tremble? Is this the one who destroyed the world and made it into what? A wasteland. Is this the king who demolished the world's greatest cities and had no mercy on his prisoners? Can you see? Yeah. And he goes on. He said, you'll be brought down. There's no time I would have shown you. God also punished him. He said, you know, because of, he said, I will let fire come out from within you. The what is going to destroy you will come within you. I will cause fire. See, I have made you big. I said, I will let the fire, the vapor come within you, and it will burn you, be turned into, because of self-promotion. Tell somebody, I am not vying to follow Lucifer. I will follow Jesus. You see, Jesus came for others. Hallelujah. That is why. The next one, number two, is self-promotion caused the fall of the first man. Adam fell. When Lucifer came to earth, he enticed, because he had fallen. His main aim is to get everyone he come into contact to concentrate on herself or himself. Are you there? That is why he came to Adam and Eve, and suddenly he wanted them to take attention from God. He said, no, don't look to God. You just need to get some tree of knowledge. Some fruit of knowledge of good and evil, so that you don't need to depend on God. They wanted to, he was teaching them self-centeredness, selfishness, self-promotion. God comes and tells you what to do. You don't want that. You want to take God out of the equation. That is the fall of man. The desire for man to know what is good and what is evil, so that he will not need God. That is what Satan brought. Are you here? And that is still what Satan is bringing. The cause of the fall of man is that man should not look up to God. And we were also made a sheep. And we are dependable. And Satan comes and deceives us. That's why many people don't go to church. They ridicule people who go to church. Oh, these churches. Oh, this and this. Satan has succeeded. But the question you need to ask yourself is that, will you also fall like how man fall? Will I also follow the same way that Satan deceived man into falling? Is that how I want to pursue my life? Genesis chapter 3. Let's read verse number 4 to 6. King James. Genesis chapter 3, verse 4 to 6. Can we read it together? One, go.
The serpent said
unto the woman,
ye shall
not surely die, for God doth know that
your eyes shall be opened,
and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eye, desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Hallelujah. Can you see? He said, and when she saw, look at what Satan was saying there. Oh, God knows that the day you eat, you will be like the gods. You wouldn't know. You will have power. Do you understand? And the woman also saw. When the woman saw that it is a tree that can make one wise, he wanted to be wise. He wanted, the woman wanted to be wise, and Adam wanted to be like a god. I'm talking about self-promotion. God has made you a man. Why do you want to be a god? If God wanted to make you a god, will he not make you a god? God has made you a man. Why do you want to be a lady? If God wanted to make you a lady, will he not make you a lady? Hello? Can you see it? Don't listen to anybody who says that you are a lady in a man's body. Whatever God has made you, that is what. And the serpent was talking and said to the woman, you shall not surely die. Are you there? Meanwhile, God says that you will surely die when you eat. Satan can say you will not surely die. For God knows, he is now poisoning you against God. Because your pastor knows, God knows, your parents know, that when you also have a boyfriend, you will just be like her.
Hey.
For God do know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened. Why do you want your eyes to open? If God wants to open your eyes, will he not open? You are seeing trees. What again are you looking? You are like the Christians who don't use their sight. They are always praying for vision. 60 seconds vision compared to a lifetime of sight. Which one do you like? If you have not been able to benefit from your sight, you are not blind. I'm telling, vision will not do you anything. You must first benefit from the use of your sight before you can. If God wants to open your eyes, then Satan tells you, ye shall be like gods. You know the story. I wish this story had a good end. Are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was Satan's temptation to the first man. And it is the same temptation for all of us. Through our lives, you will have the opportunity, you'll be tempted, okay, to do things that God will have you not to do it. Just as God has also offered us, all of us, that we should seek first his kingdom and its righteousness, and every other thing will be added. And we say no. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things that the world is looking for will be added. But we say no. The last one, and we are out of here. Self-promotion caused the fall of Babel. Do you remember the Tower of Babel? In Genesis chapter 11, verse number 4, the Bible says, and they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name. Do you understand? Say, we want to build a city, we want to make a name, we want to be famous, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. What did they want to prevent? They don't want to be scattered. Do you understand? Okay. But that is what will happen. What you... Some of you don't want to obey God. You don't want to. It's like I'm running away from poverty. That's why you don't want to serve God.
So,
then you end up. God has the power. You see, what they were running away, God gave it to Abraham. He made Abraham name. He gave, said, I will make your name great. Say, all the nations of the world, in you and in thy seed, will all the nations of the world be blessed. Up to now, we are all being blessed by the seeds of Abraham. Abraham, who did not seek for this, who did not have any vision of building a city, God called him and said, come out from where you are, out of your father's house, out of what you have known. I'm taking you, be a missionary, and I'll make you great. And your descendants shall be like the sea sun, and they shall be like the stars of heaven. I will multiply you. In blessing, I will bless you. In multiplying, I will multiply you. But those who wanted to make a great name, build a great city, so that they don't spread abroad, what happened to them? And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower with the children of men build it. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined. Can you see imagination again? They've imagined to do. Go to, let us go down. Even God is talking, he says what? Let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad. The scattering that they were trying to prevent, they were scattered from thence upon the face of all the earth. And they left off to build the city. What they wanted to build, they couldn't. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound their language, the language of all the earth. And from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. Amen. And when we look into the world, it's Africa that we have a lot of languages. I want to, that is another day. I can't start this topic today. I can't start. You can see that a whole continent may have one language. English is spoken in a place. That, do you understand? When you come to one country, I know a country, one country in West Africa, they have 46 languages. One country, after every river, there's a language. After every stone, there's a language. After every tree, there's a language. Hey! 46 languages, and 9 are official. Zimbabwe has what? 16 official languages. They're small. And how many languages do you have in the country? Yeah. You find out, you notice that the official language is far less than. This country has 46 languages, and they have selected 9. Yeah. And when you look, that is only when you go to another country, they have 60-something. So when I read the Bible, I say, hey, is this not where? And what was the purpose? What was the purpose? To cause them to scatter. That's why every village, every. And what was the purpose? To stop them from building. That's why you go to all these people who have a lot of language. Who have a lot of language. The key characteristic we see is that they don't build. Because they want to do this without the help of God. And you also want to start. You also want to start. You see, 1.4 billion people, they have one language. Chinese have Mandarin. It's like language is a tool for development and for building. Yeah. Are you here? The Tower of Babel, they were together. So the people is one. But you see, it's not like God doesn't want you to take a decision, have aspiration. No. The aspiration and decision, like we read in James, say that if God will, God should help you to achieve those aspirations. Don't take God out. That is the problem I'm trying to solve. Hello? Don't also close your mind because you are born again, you are a Christian. Now you've become idiots. You are not thinking again. No, it's never this case. You need to think, but you say that God will help me to achieve these plans. Hallelujah. If God will, by his power, by his grace, by his mercies, I'm going to pursue. I'm going to become by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Are you seeing? What are the three problems that we have seen? Self-promotion and self-centeredness bring. What is the first one? Cause the fall of Lucifer. You will not fall in the name of Jesus. The second one, cause the fall of the first man. You will not fall in the name of Jesus. Amen. And what is the third one? The Tower of Babel. Cause the fall of Babel. Hallelujah. Amen. So we can see that others will make you great. Self will lead you. Yeah, it's like you degrade yourself as you concentrate on yourself. You become better, enhanced, and you receive promotion, advancement as you think about others. May the power and the spirit of Christ that thinks of others come over you. May the spirit of selfishness, self-centeredness, self-promotion, self-enhancement, hey, everyone, let it be broken over us. In the name of Jesus, we bind such spirits. We bind every spirit that does not allow us to think about others, work for others, love others, help others, visit others, and treat others well. We bind all such spirits and we release, we lose the spirit of love, of unity, of oneness. Kabahata Sante, receive that spirit to care for others, You will care for your family. You will care for your neighborhood. You care for your community. We care for our country. May we be used to help others in the name of Jesus. I was telling some people yesterday that our life is like data. Whether you use it or not, at a certain point, it expires. May your life be used to invest in other lives. May other lives be in heaven because of you. We are having Souling Sunday, second, every week. Be sure that you don't come alone. Invite others. Help others. Pay the transportation for others. Visit others. Help others to become better. And as you do, God will bless you. May the Lord bless you. May he lift his countenance upon you. May it be well with you. May he shine his face upon you as you do for others, as Jesus did for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Stand to your feet. Quickly, close your eyes with me. I want you to pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Lift your hand and say, Lord, I need the Spirit of Christ. I need the mind of Christ. That I will also care for others. Oh, yes. That I will come after Jesus. That I will be able to deny myself. Deny yourself. It means don't look into yourself. If you deny yourself, it means you are going to look into others. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself. So self must go away. Self, bind the spirit of selfishness, self-centeredness, self-enhancement and self-promotion. Bind it now. We bind it in the church. Should the church not care for others? Should the church not care for others? May we be, like Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. He said, I came to seek and to save the lost. Others. Kabahataka. Others need salvation. Others are in pain. Others are sick. Others need shepherd. Others, we can help. We can help. Father, we pray. Mota bando rondi libaha. To moto se tete. Motosa. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless you. Now, with your eyes closed, maybe you've been coming to church, but you don't know God. Or somebody invited you and brought you to church this afternoon. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me and pray for me. I don't want to go to hell. I would like to be in heaven when this life is over. Will you please pray with me? If this is what you are saying, please close your eyes wherever you are and lift only your right hand. Lift it high above your head and I'll pray with you. Lift it above your head. I want to pray for others. I want to pray for others also to receive Jesus Christ, just as I have done. I want to pray for others also for their name to be in the book of life. I want others also to know Christ and to be born again and to receive the benediction, the blessings that comes through salvation. And all I need you to do is to close your eyes and lift your right hand wherever you are unto Jesus, and we are going to pray. Lift it high above your head. Yes, yes. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Father, behold every hand that is lifted. This afternoon, I pray for my brothers. I pray for my sisters, my friends that you brought them today. That Lord, you will do for them what you have done for me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Please, if you've lifted your hand, I need you to move and come to me. Please move and come to me. I want to pray with you, my sister. Come. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Your life will never be the same. The Holy Spirit came upon you long before now. The Holy Spirit came upon you. God bless you. God bless you. Come from the back. Come from everywhere. God bless you, my brother. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Come from the back. I want to pray with you. Yes, right there. Stand right there. Stand right there. Stand right there. Yes. Yes. God bless you. Come. Come from the back. Come from everywhere. God. God bless you. 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 God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Come from everywhere. Come from the back everywhere. God bless you. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. Maybe you are thinking, can I do this another time? No. Today is your day. Don't harden your heart. Jesus says, I'm at the door knocking. If you open, I will come in. Open your heart to Jesus. Maybe you were once born again, but things have happened. You are not sure. Will I be saved? Will I go to heaven or hell? If you are thinking like that, it is better to be sure. So move and come. If you are not sure of your salvation, quickly. We are about to pray. Move and come. Quickly, quickly. Move and come. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You are not sure. You want to be sure. God bless you. Everyone over here, will you please lift your two hands to the Lord? And close your eyes and let's say this prayer together. Say it after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
This afternoon. I come to you just as I am. I am sorry of all my sins. I am sorry for all my mistakes. From today, I repent of every one of my sins. Lord Jesus, I believe in you. You are the Son of God. You died for me and you rose again. Lord Jesus, I receive you into my heart as the Savior, the Lord, and the Master over my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me. From today, I am yours. From today, I belong to you, and I will follow you all the days of my life. Say, Satan, I don't have anything to do with you. From today, I don't belong to you. I belong to God. Therefore, whatever you have in me, I reject it. I refuse it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I belong to God. I belong to Jesus. And I will follow Jesus all the days of my life. Say, Lord Jesus, please write my name. Say, my name is. Mention your name. My name is. Please write this name in the book of life. From today, I am yours. In Jesus' name. Amen. So with your eyes closed, some of you will begin, you wouldn't understand why you are shedding tears. Tears is coming. It's an encounter with your Father. It's like somebody that has come home. And all most of you will begin to speak in tongues. We are about to pray. You begin to speak in a language that you've not learned. It will be like something is poured, coming out, rushing out of your belly. It is coming up. Open your mouth and pray. Open up your mouth and pray. Yes, let it out. Let it out. That is it. Speak it out. Speak it out. Ka mo ta ro ria ria ka ka.
Okay,
God to God. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Receive it. Receive it. That is the Holy Ghost. Ma cha ro. Yes, that is it. That is it. That is it. That is it. Everyone, open your mouth and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, speak it out. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Ma ka ronde liba hata bando roka baka ro re rea ronde. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be filled. Morokaba, yes, that is it, that is it, that is it. Out of your belly shall flow, let it flow. Ma so le mata rea ko. Everybody open your mouth and pray. Pray, pray, pray. Receive it. Receive it. You will never be in hell. You will be in heaven. Yes, Jesus died for us, me and you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We give you all the glory. Now, every work of the enemy in your life ends now.
We break every power, every sickness, every curse, every condition. Oh yes, that the enemy has hassled your life with. It ends now. You belong to God. You belong to Jesus. Devil, I bind your hold and your hand and your influence. You have no role in the lives of God's people from now. They belong to God. And I commit them into the power and into His grace. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Look. I don't know what brings tears to your eyes, but from today, you are never the same. Every one of us. I did this long ago. I did not even know much what I was doing. But look at where I'm standing today. What you have done is more important decision than any decision you've taken in your life. This decision will take us one day to heaven. We go to school to be able to read and to write. We work in order to have money to buy food. But this decision is far better than any of them. It's taking us straight to heaven one day. Hallelujah. And you will never regret it. Amen. I want you to go with our lady pastor. Where is Inga? Okay, Inga, Nonu, and our brother Johnson. They are going to give you a gift from our father, our prophet. It's a book upon again. Hallelujah. It will show you what it means to be born again, what has happened to you. And they will pray with you and you quickly come back. You also be served with something cold to reduce the heat and the temperature. So please, I want you to follow our brethren. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Marco Toriande, Lee Mahande, the rest of us, let's pray. Father, in the name, put your hand on your heart that you love others, that you care for others, that you devote your life and your attention to help others, that others will go to heaven because of you. Father, thank you. Their homes and lives of many people will be better because of what you've done for us today. Give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
We hope you've been blessed by the Word of God. Please worship with us every Sunday at 10 a.m. at LCI Megachurch, Lewisham Way, 79 Parklands Main Road, Cape Town, South Africa.